Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay, welcome, Jackie. We have Jackie Watson from Jacqueline Watson Events joining us today. So welcome, Jackie. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelsey. I'm super excited about this.
Yes. Jackie is a wonderful wedding planner here in the state of Vermont. And so, Jackie, I just want to give you the floor to introduce yourself and who you are and what you do in the wedding world.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here. Again, my name is Jackie Watson. I am the principal planner of Jacqueline Watson Events. I've been in this industry for well over a decade at this point. And we are a luxury wedding planning company who travel all over the world for our clients. We love when we have our Vermont weddings, but we also enjoy new destination locations. So that's me in a nutshell.
Love it. Love it. So we just really want to dive right in. And I really appreciate you being here because I feel like the perspective from a wedding planner, especially when you've been in the industry, you've worked with a lot of photographers, and just getting your insight on really what it takes in your eyes to be a successful team member on a wedding day is really what we're after. So to dive right in, Jackie, if you could ask one thing of every wedding photographer you work with, what would it be?
I think the biggest thing from a planning and design standpoint is to get those detail shots. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our clients' weddings get published, not only for the clients, but mainly for all the vendors that are involved in it so that we can bring in more business. But the hardest thing or the biggest thing that I find with a lot of photographers is that there's not enough time in the schedule to do the really good in-depth detail shots. So making sure to talk with your planner ahead of time of saying, hey, can the room be ready, you know, an hour ahead so that we can really, you know, sit down and figure out how and what you want for all those shots. So that's my number one piece of advice is just try and get those detail shots. Try and make sure that your timeline is really cohesive so that you're not stressed during the day.
Yeah. And as far as working with a photographer on a timeline to make sure that those detail shots are able to be worked in throughout the day, how do you recommend that photographers go about that? Do you like having meetings one-on-one with photographers? Do you sort of like them to dictate how long those detail shots are going to take? Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, what it would take to be successful to make sure you go into the wedding day with enough time for all of that?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of things that we actually do with all of our photographers. One, we actually go to them first and figure out what they need for a timeline, how long it takes for portraits, how long it takes for detail shots, how long it takes for family photos. And then we incorporate that into the overall timeline. And we're always pushing for like a first look because we know that the first look really helps our photographers to feel less stressed and not as pressured to get all those photos at once. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the step one. Step two that we do is we now actually send all our photographers a list of the detail shots so that they're not, you know, going about saying, well, what do I want? What do I need to get? So they already have that list, that curated list that says, you know, get a picture of this stationery, you know, get a picture of the favors, et cetera. And we really detail it out so that when they do come back to us and we're talking about timeline, they really understand how much time they need for each photo. And then the third and last thing that we do with all of our photographers is we actually send them the final timeline and they have to approve it first because my photographers are the most important to me for the day of because we want to make sure that we have solid photos for our clients. We want to make sure that that memory is really created and honed in on. So we try and give the photographer a lot of leeway as much as possible anyway.
Yeah, no, that is, I think, something that I'm finding having talked with not only planners, but other people across the wedding industry is that it seems like photographers can have, a lot of influence over the timeline and a lot, and people are willing to give the photographers as much time as they need. It's just important that photographers know how long they need, they need to be able to map out how long they need for all the different photos, as you said, and just really making sure that they have that information down to be able to express to planners and to other people how long the
Absolutely.
photos are going to take.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, amazing. So, Jackie, I want to just ask you a couple more questions while I have you on the line. So, this next question is really talking about the booking process and the inquiry phase. Because from a photographer's standpoint, I think the experience that a lot of people have is that we may talk with couples, and have conversations with them or exchange emails, and then sometimes they book and sometimes they don't. And of course, that's the way it is in the wedding world. But I think that you have a unique perspective because you likely hear, if you have a couple that is talking with, one or two or three photographers, you actually get the feedback on, you get to understand why they chose who they chose, and how conversations went and how interactions are going. So, is there any advice that you have for photographers to keep in mind during the inquiry and booking process? Things that you may see that really help photographers seal the deal for booking a couple, or something that you see that is a major turnoff for couples that photographers may not even realize.
Absolutely. So we go about it a little bit differently than a lot of other planners. We actually put a lot of this onto our couples because we make them fill out a really in-depth questionnaire. And in that questionnaire is some really personal, candid conversation about who they are, what they want, what their expectations and experience that they want to have. And then we send that to all of our photographers, any vendor for that matter, so that they can really understand the client before they even talk to them. And there is a reason for that. And that number one reason is in order to solidify that client, you need to create a really good bond with them in a very short amount of time. And that's the number one thing that clients come back to me with when they don't choose a photographer that I sent is they just didn't feel the connection. So connection is so important. And we really try to make sure our photographers have everything at their access to be able to make that connection or relate to that client. So that's the number one thing that I can say going into it. The other thing that I would say to photographers, wanting to close the deal is clients want you to show why you're different than all the others. You don't have to say I'm better. You don't have to say, I need to be picked. You need to show them how you are unique and how you're different and why you're meant to be there on their wedding day. So that's what I can say to you guys.
I love that. Do you think that that is best portrayed through a photographer's website? Is it through materials that they're sending the couple? Is it through interactions that are happening on a Zoom call or all of the above?
Yeah, so I think a PDF of pricing and what the packages are is super, super important because that gives them the first insight into how organized you are. And then I think the second, I would never do like a phone call When I refer a client to my photographers, I really want them to do a Zoom so that they can see your face and your expression, because it's just one more op opportunity to be able to create that bond. So between those two things, I would say those are my two biggest things.
Awesome. That is so helpful. Okay, so the next question that we have is actually one that came in from Instagram. And this photographer says, I'm an experienced photographer about to move to a new part of the country and want to establish connection with local planners. I want to be proactive, but also understand that planners are often overwhelmed with vendors wanting to work with them. What is the best way to go about this?
I
This is
love this
perfect for my
question.
podcast. I'm like, oh
This
my gosh, like, this is exactly what we're talking about.
is a great question and one of my biggest pet peeves. And I will tell you now that I get probably anywhere from 15 to 20 a week for inquiries from photographers that want to work with
Wow.
me, or bands, or something like that. So that person is absolutely right. We get inundated. Now, that being said, I look for certain things when somebody emails me to work with me. One, an introduction. I don't want you just to email me and say, "Hi, I'm so and so. Here's my work. We need to work together." That is a surefire way that I will delete that message very, very quickly. What I do want is to be wooed a little bit. I want you to be able to capture me in a very quick email of who you are, why you love our work, and why you feel that working with us would be beneficial to you and to us. And then have a conversation via Zoom or coffee. It's one of those things where take time to craft something to the person that is possibly going to send you a boatload of business. Don't just send, a quick PDF of "here's my work and work with me," because it just turns us off. Really take the time. The photographers that have taken the time to get to know me and to sit down with me and say, "Hey, let's talk. Let's figure out how you work and how we can fit into your family," really means a lot to me, and it goes a long way. And I tend to refer those people over and over.
Yeah, that's great advice. Okay, and then I'm gonna ask you one last question.
Sure.
So I know you, I know that you are always off to some, different part of the country learning about. You really stand out to me as someone who takes a lot of pride and care in continuing education. You're always networking, you're always at conferences learning about what's next, what you can be doing for your couples, how you can grow your business, which I think something across the whole wedding industry is really it's so important. But because I know that you are like hot on all the wedding trends and what's coming up and what's important to couples, is there any advice that you can give to wedding photographers on things that we can be offering or doing for 2024, 2025 beyond to align with what you're seeing couples are wanting and what's trending?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the number one thing right now that's trending is film photography. We've kind of gone from a digital age to people wanting to scale back a little bit in a very retro way. A lot of our clients are now asking to see if the photography can do both video and or both photography, digital and film. So that's one trend. I think another trend that photographers should definitely keep in the back of their mind is AI and how it can help you and how it can help your business. And it's not just photography, it's any business. Like, there are so many things that AI can now do, from helping you with your website to rebranding to writing a personal email to your client that might be having some issues with you, and writing it professionally. So that's a big thing. And then I would say the trends that are happening right now, and this is one that I am seeing so prominent this year, is the pink trends, not the peach, the pink. And that's because of the Taylor Swift movement, the Barbiecore movement, the balletcore movement. It's kind of caught up to the New England front now. And a lot of people are doing that, which means for photographers that detail work is going to be even more important because the people or the clients that are going towards those trends have really intimate details. They have really small details. So it might be a little bit harder to capture. So keeping that in mind, that's what I would say for advice.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I think it goes back to what you were saying in the beginning about you offering and providing a list of details for the photographer. And so if a photographer is not working with you, maybe knowing to ask for that or ask the couple for it, so that way you know that you have all the details. 'Cause when we go into a wedding, we never know what details are going to be included and what's not. So getting that information ahead of time just helps you to document the day, tell the day, because those details are part of the story. And a lot of couples have taken a lot of time, either working with a planner like you or on their own to really plan out those details, and they are important to
Absolutely.
capture.
They certainly are.
Yes. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for your insight and all of your information. If someone wanted to find you online or on Instagram, where would they do that?
Super easy. You can go on Instagram and just do at Jacqueline Watson Events. Same with online. We'll pop right up, and you're always welcome to send me a message via email or even give us a call.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jackie, for being on the podcast, and I hope to see you out on the wedding trail soon.
Same here. Thanks
All
for having
right.
me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, where we are setting out on a mission to become wedding photographers other vendors love to refer. For bonus content from today's episode, please be sure to head to the show notes and join my email list. I'm sending out some bonus content exclusively for my subscribers, and trust me, you don't want to miss this. See you next time, friends.